Dinon michtav v'leko. But it sits yavtav exiv, and you don't have it. So how could it get the? How could you say that's not called exiva? We know that tzitz means exiva, and it says the tzitz was made with a seal like a golden coin. So Gemara answers again. It's not a kasha. I'll tell you what it means to say is kedin rezov or like kedin rezov. It's like a golden coin, but not completely like a golden coin. Kedin rezov. It's like a golden coin. I tell you the boil that the words were sticking out like kodesh l'shem was sticking out, but like kedin rezov, it wasn't completely like a golden coin. Yilu hosam migavoi. Over there, I'll tell you, it's from the gavoi, from the insides. In other words, they bang at the insides. They like push away the sides, and by itself, the middle sticks out, so that's puzzle. But for hocha, by the tzitz, I'll tell you, mavroi, it was done from the outside. Like we learned before, they pressed in the words itself from the outside. They pressed out the words itself from the outside, so the Kodesh Lashem was sticking out. That's kosher. Therefore, it is called exceeded by the Kodesh Lashem, but only because they pressed out the words itself. But in the case we just press out the sides, and the middle by itself stays the way it was before, that's called Chok Teichos, that's Pasul, that's not called exceeded. Now the Gemara says, Boi mine Ravim Rav Nachman. Rav has the Shaila from Rav Nachman. What's going to be the loch in the case of Kosov Lo Get Al Tasha Zov? Where a husband writes up the get on a piece of gold, the Yomalon gives it to her and tells her, his kabli gitchov is kabli ksubasechem. With this piece of gold that I'm giving you, the get is written on it, so I want it to be for a get and for the ksuba, like the value of this get is worth a lot of money. So the value of it, I want it to be given to you for your ksuba. So ma, what's the loch? Like, could you mix up the two things together or not? Omalay said back to him, yes, the husband is yaitza, both halochas. Niskabla Gitov, Niskabla Ksubasa. We consider like she received a get is kosher, and also like she received the payment for her ksuba. And this thing more says, Eisve have a kasher. It says, Alocho, his kabli gitcho. Fi har shar liksubasa, liksubasecho. Again, her husband gives his wife a piece of gold for the get, and he tells her like this. The rest of it, in other words, the sides of the piece of plank of gold, that the get is not written on it, the sides, that should be for yiksuba. So then we say, Neskabla Gitov Yashal Yiksubos, that's good. Now the diak is, Taima, what's the reason over here? The Ikashar, Masha, because the husband spoke out and said, the side, the parts of this get, and it was the parts of the gold, that the get is not written on, that should be for yiksuba. Abaholekashar, Mashma, if there's no leftover parts, that the get is written over the whole piece of gold, and Islam gives it to him, loy, then it will not be kosher. You cannot be yaitza both halachis with the get and the ksuba. So it's not like we just said before. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good diak. I'll tell you really who had been the same halacha would apply. Afagav the lekeshar. Even though there's no leftover, there's no shar, there's no leftover part of the gold. And even though you're giving her the piece of gold that has the get completely on it, for the ksuba, still you can be yaitza both halachis. And this is what the Braisa wants to teach us, that the Afagav Dikashar, even though the husband did not write the get on the whole piece of gold, there's leftover parts of the gold that has no writing on it. Still, if the husband tells her that the leftover part should be for Iksuba, then it's good, it's called for the Iksuba. But if the husband does not say this, then the leftover part is not for the Iksuba. That's the Chiddush over here. That if he does not say the leftover parts for the ksuba, even though there is leftover parts, it's all given to a b'teras haget, and later the husband still has to pay the ksuba. My time, what's the reasoning? I'll tell you, avira de megiltahu, all the extra parts of the piece of gold is all called like part of the get. It's like the air, the space of the megill of the get. Therefore, the chiddush is, if the husband does not speak, only because he spoke out the word hashar, goes the ksubasa. But if he would have not said Hashal Ksuboso, by herself he would not say it, and rather the luck would be the whole thing goes to the Isha. But there is the get. Now, Torah Rabbanu, we're not going to brace like this. Hareza Gitzchav, the husband tells his wife, here is your get, Bahanir Shali. But the piece of paper, whatever it's written on, still belongs to me. In other words, it's like he's only giving over the Isios, the Ksav, the ink, that the Isios were written with. So the locker is, Eina Megereshes, she's not Megereshes, because you didn't give her a get. You gave Oisios, like Rashi says, Oisios Prachas Biaver. It's like the letters that are hanging in the air. That's not called Ksivas HaGet. What about if the husband gives her the whole get and tells her, Al Menashe Tafsir Li Es Hanir, I'm giving you the get for the present, but on a condition that you give me back the piece of paper, Harezu Megereshes, you should know then the get is Chal, because that's Halacha Matona Manas Lahafsa, we pass Kanishmo Matona, is called the good Matona, therefore the get is Chal. Boyira Papa, Papa asks a question like this. What's going to be if the husband gives his wife a get and he tells her, Bein Shita Lishita, I want to leave over the space of the piece of paper which still belongs to me between one line and the next line. Or else Bein Table to Table from one word to the next word. My, what's the locha? Teiku. Niskamar obliged by Sofik. A teiku. In other words, the husband taiku is giving his wife the get with the piece of paper under each letter. Just the space in between that he says he wanted to keep it for himself. So that's the suffix in the Gemara, if this is called a good get or not. And this the Gemara says, what's your question? For sure it's no good. For typically, we should take out from me and say that it's possible, because we darshan the Pasuk says the Sefer. Says the Sefer, cost of law Sefer. So we darshan Echad Amarachmona Voleshnaim Ashlesha Svarim. The Torah means to say, one Sefer and not two and three. You can't give a two Svarim or two pieces of paper for the get. It has to all be on one piece of paper. And here, if the husband keeps for himself the parts of the paper in between each ice, so it comes out each ice is like a piece by itself, it's like you're giving you 100 svarim, so about it the get should be possible. So Gemara says, Lo tzrich, you know what the chiddush over here is? The me'ura. We're talking about now the one ice. So Rashi learns me'ura means one ice like touches the other ice. They're like connected. So therefore, even though you take out the piece of paper in between, still they're all connected, still attached to one big piece of paper. Still one big piece of paper is just wholly in between. So that's therefore it's a suffix in the Gemara. Is this called a good get or not? Is that called a sefer? Maybe it is called a sefer because it's all on one piece. Maybe it's not called a sefer because it doesn't look like a sefer. It's a holy piece of paper. So that's the Gemara suffix. We're talking about the Me'ura, that the oisiyas are like touching one another. So Tosfos speaks out that the Chura Mikan Madadik Rabbein Yisrael ben Mordechai, as the Rivom is Madayik here, the Ensorach Begetcha, they call Ois V'yois, Mokefes Gevil Miyabaruch Haseo, that by Gittin you do not have to have that each Ois is Mukav Gevil. We know by Tefillin and by Mezuzahs, the Locher is, or by Sefer Torah, that one Ois cannot touch another Ois, because around the Ois there has to be Gevil parchment. So the hereby get that it says that one ice is touching another ice, still it's kosher, mashma, there's no psul of negia, that even though you do not have a piece of parchment like, or the paper going around each ice, it still is kosher. But then the re says, not like that, here there's no proof. The other comma, the muru, that's what it says, the muru over here, it doesn't mean they're touching one another. It could be, and we pass like that, well, mashma is that negia, if one ice touches another ice in the get, it's psul. Here we're just talking about, he says, mura, mixing up means, Hainu regal chof shal shitel yoyna, beter shal shita shatachter. Just means like the chof, the end of chof, goes into the bottom test. So therefore, not that they're touching one another. It just means though, if you cut out the space in between the ice, since the chof goes down to the bottom of the test, or else the lamed goes into the hay, so even though they're not touching, there's gevil, there's parchment around each ice, but still, the piece of paper would be attached. Because you don't cut in between the ice, only are on the sides of the ice. Therefore, that's a soft in the Gemara, maybe it's still kosher. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rami Bachomer, Rami Bachomer, Yes HaShayla, Hoyom Uvzokim B'yevet Shushaloi. We, like, knew up until now that this Evet Kanani belonged to the husband. V'get Kosav Al Yodah, and the husband had a get written on the hand of the Evet Kanani, like we had in our Mishnah. He could write a get on his hand. V'arehu Yoytse Metachas Yodah. And now we see the way this Evet is by the Isha, by the wife. So Maho, what's the locha? Like she says that he gave it to her, l'shem gerushin, and the get's good. So do we believe her or not? Rashi says, mimehem nebelo yeidi misira. Hayo v'yachshavu b'rishuso. Since she's holding on to it right now, that should be a proof that the husband gave it to her. Oidumu minavshi yozul. The other suffix is no. Maybe this get, maybe the Evet walked by himself to the Isha, and the husband did not give it over to her, so the get is not a good get. So the question is, do we believe the Isha or not? Gemara says, "Mi yarminadu." We say, "Akenu ya'aknilo," that the husband was matne, gave over the seved to his wife, l'shtein gerushin. Oiduma, maybe not. Who minavshi ayil? Maybe the eved walked to the isha by himself, and she's not megereshes. Tzemura says, Amar Rava, Rava says, for typically, anyway, this get should be possible. The Iksav Sheyochol is Daifu. Like, how could you write a get on the hand of an Eved? The hand of an Eved you could erase. So you could forge something on it. You could erase something on it. So therefore, the get should be possible. So Gemara says, Ula Rav, and according to you, Rav, if so, Kasha Masnitsin, there should be a Kasha to you from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ayat Shel Eved, you could write a get on the hand of an Eved. So you see, there's no psul, even though it's Yochel is Daif. So Gemara says, no, Bishtai Mamasnitsin, the Rav, Ula Kasha, Rav, doesn't have a Kasha in our Mishnah. I'll tell you, B.A. the Messiah of Rabbi Eliyazahi. That the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Elazar, she that holds Edim Misira Karsi. That the main thing about a get is the Edim have to see it given over. So therefore, when the Edim see it given over, they read, they know what's inside the get. So therefore, you can't forge it. So it doesn't make a difference if the Ksav could be erased or not. The Edim know exactly what it says in the get. Elul Rami Bachom, according to Rami Bachom, Akasha. According to Rami Bachom, according to him, it's Akasha. Because Rashi speaks out, because his shayin is when you do not have Edim Misira. So then you want to be Seimach on the Eidah Chassim in the get alone. So you go according to Rav Meir Shita. According to Rav Meir, the whole thing has to be Muchach Mitzvah Hashtar. You have to be able to tell everything from the Shtar itself. So here, if the Shtar is written on the hand of an Eved, that you could erase it, it should be possible. So Gemara answers, no, the Rami Bachom Anami Lakasha, I'll tell you, Biksoyves Karka. We're talking about that they made it like a tattoo. In other words, they cut into it, and in the blood, that's where they put the ink. So this you cannot erase. So Gemara says, Hashtar the Yassas Lahochi, once you come onto such a terrace like this, I'll tell you that Masnisa Namila Tiksha, the Mishnah also will not be a Kasha and a Rover anymore. I'll tell you, Biksaivas Karka, our Mishnah is also talking about like this, where it was written, Biksaivas Karka was written with dye, with scratched out, with like the tattoos. So Gemara says, I call upon my heavier law. So good, the get could be Kasha written on the Evid. Now the suffix is, we do not have Edim Misira. Just that the get is by the Isha now, is she Nemo to say, the husband gave it to her. Again, according to her, Meyashite, the Chasima Karsi, so it's enough, as long as we know for sure the husband gave over the get to the Isha. So the question is, do we know for sure or not from the fact that she's holding the Eved, or maybe no, here the Eved could walk in by himself. So Mara says, Toshma, I'm going to bring you proof. The Yom Rashloka says, that Hagoidrois, that means sheep, Ain lehem chazaka. There's no chazaka by goydris. Means usually, if you hold on to something, that's the proof that you bought it. Because otherwise, we say, what is it doing by you? We don't say you're a ganef. So we say, most probably, the owner sold it to you. Ma'ashenkin, if you're holding on to sheep, on to cattle, here there's no proof that it belongs to you. Because here we say the story is maybe it walked in by itself. So you see, by animals we have this suffix. Maybe the animal walked in by itself. Therefore, taka, there's no chazaka. So by us also, she would not be nemu to say she's megareshes. We have a suffix, maybe the husband did not give her the get, just the Eved walked in by himself. So until she could prove it, she would not be megareshes. Boyi Rami Bachom, Rami Bachom asked a question like this. Hayimuchzokin betavlo shishalo. We knew that this plank, whatever it was made out of wood or metal, the sheet of metal, sheet of wood, belonged to her. We knew it belonged to her. The get kosav olei, and there's a get written on it now. And the husband is holding on to the sheet of metal now, with a get written on it. So the question is, Maha, what's the locha? Mi amrina do we say akanui akanisalei, that the wife most probably was makna, gave it over to her husband completely. Like even though she owned this plank of sheet, and the locha is when the husband has a get to give to his wife, the get has to belong to him first. So here it belonged to the wife first. So we say most probably the wife gave it to the husband completely, she was makna to him. So now it belongs to him, so the get should be chal, it should be a good kosher get when he gives it back to her. I do, maybe no, our question is here, maybe isha lo yoda la knuyay, maybe a lady does not know what it means to give it away for a real present, like a real matana. Maybe she only thinks she'll lend it to her husband, but she doesn't have in mind to matna, give him a kinyan in it, so therefore the get will not be chal. That's the shaila. And this Gemara says, Omer Abaye Tarshma coming here. It says, Alocha afu hayyadar kfar kotin. He also said, hey, this about this small kfar. So Rashi says, goes on Yehuda ben Bobim, Masech Idius, said over there, this says, in a small city, Shoye Bitsad Yerushalayim was on the side of Yerushalayim, for Hoye by Zokin Echad was one older man there, Voye Malve Lechol B'nei HaKfar. He was lending out money to all the people in the city. V'koyse V'ksav Yodai. And he had the Shtar, Halvo, also written up. The Achirim Chaisman, other people signed on it. But he paid like the sofer for the shtar. And then what happened was, and this case came in front of the chachamim. We actually ruled, and they said it was a good shtar havor. The question is, why is the good shtar havor? V'abina and sofer makne v'leka. A sofer makne means the one that's giving it away, he's the one that has to write up the shtar. Now that really the one that sells the property, the meicher, he's the one that has to make up the shtar. So Tosis speaks out that really the case of this person was he lent out the people money, so most probably the people sold property back to him, had to pay him up. And these shtar mechiras, they also had the same way that this person paid the money for the shtar mechira. So this is a question, how could he pay the money for the shtar mechira if they were selling the property to him? They are the ones that are supposed to write up the shtar. So what do you have to say? That even though he paid the sefer for the shtar, most probably he was makna the shtar back to these people. And when these people gave over the shtar to him again, it was called their shtar. So see, a person knows what it means to give it away. So Mar says, oh my rovo, my kushalak, why do you bring me a proof from over here? Dilma zokin shani is